With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Ohio voters approve a constitutional amendment that guarantees the right to an abortion.
Abortion is health care.
Lauren Glovelt is co-chair of Ohioans United for Reproductive Rights.
And abortion access is the law of the land in Ohio.
Which led support for the amendment.
Together, we successfully enshrined the right to reproductive freedom into the Ohio Constitution.
It was the latest blow for abortion opponents following a string of defeats in statewide votes since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. And it highlighted the divide between Ohio voters and the Republicans who control every lever of statewide political power. Still, Republicans remain defiant. Ohio House Speaker Jason Stevens saying the amendment's approval is not the end of the conversation. I'm Ben Thomas.
Democratic Governor Andy Beshear wins re-election to a second term in Kentucky. He defeated Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. The turnout for that election was about 30%. Developers of a proposed resort casino in Virginia's capital city concede a loss in their second shot at winning voter approval for the project. A referendum on whether to allow the gambling and entertainment complex came before Richmond voters for a second time in Tuesday's election, and they once again rejected it. Also, at SRNNews.com, Democrats win control of the Virginia House of Delegates, flipping the GOP majority and giving them control of both chambers. Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves wins re-election Tuesday, giving him a second term as the leader of the Magnolia State. He faced a competitive race against Brandon Presley, a Democrat public utilities commissioner. Presley's also the second cousin of rock legend Elvis Presley. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq may be packing their bags again.
The war between Israel and Hamas has prompted radical Muslims to launch attacks in other countries. Iraq could be next, and local Christians know they will be the target. Chaldean Archbishop Bashar Warda of Erbil tells Christian Today that if Muslims start attacking believers in Iraq, there will probably be a new migration. Most Christians fled the country a decade ago when ISIS came in. They had only just begun returning a few years back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Austrian government will make an additional payment to Holocaust survivors. The Ministry of Finance has concluded negotiations with the Conference for Jewish Material Claims against Germany by announcing that it will give more than $13 million to survivors around the world before the end of this year, and those with special needs will get a second payment. The vast majority of Austrian Holocaust survivors no longer live in that country. This is SRN News. Israelis are taking note of a tragic one-month anniversary. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
Israel on Tuesday entered its second month at war. 4 weeks ago, hordes of Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists entered Jewish communities along the Israel-Gaza border with the avowed goal of spreading terror and death. Following still unanswered reasons for a near-total breakdown of southern Israel's security defenses that allowed the marauders to kill some 1,400 people, more than 300 of them were members of the military, and hundreds of whom were enjoying a peace concert, the prime minister declared the nation is at war, its conclusion nothing short of the destruction and dismantling of Hamas. Now in its 32nd day, there have been thousands of casualties, but no end in sight. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.